So, Luke, first of all, just sort of describe how your sort of move here came about, how it all came to pass.
Well, it was all a bit rushed, really. I remember finding out about it on the Wednesday night, and before I knew it, I was travelling down on the Thursday morning to try and get things done and pass my medical and sign on the dotted line.
And it sounded, from what the gaffer was saying, that a lot of people had recommended you, had mentioned your name to him. Did you have other offers on the table from other clubs as well?
I knew there were clubs interested, and I knew two teams had a bid rejected. But in terms of this time around, I just knew people were interested and people were asking questions. But I don't actually think there was another offer on the table.
And as far as Oxford City is concerned, it does sound like, looking at social media and that sort of thing, that you were a very popular member of the squad. The fans really liked you. Was it difficult for you to make the move and leave?
Well, I'm very ambitious, you know, and I kind of had to put that to a side, you know, and think about my own career and what I want to do with my future. You know, I'm so thankful for Oxford City for what they've done, and it's such a close-knit community that it was always going to be hard to obviously leave, and I was sorry to go, but it was just the right time.
So how's your first week been and your first match as well?
Yeah, brilliant. The lads have been absolutely excellent. It was really easy just to blend in. I really enjoyed obviously getting the 90 minutes on Saturday. I think we deserved actually all 3 points, so that was a bit disappointing. And then obviously Tuesday was cancelled. But like I said, it's been a great just settling in period for myself. And I'm looking forward to Saturday.
So just kind of looking back at your really early career, the start of your football career, am I right in thinking you spent 10 years in the Manchester City Academy? What was that like?
Yeah, went through some changes, as you can imagine. But there was quite a few of us that actually went all the way up through the system. So I've got some really good friends. And it was always disappointing to leave after 10 years. But that's football, you know, and I've learnt that. And obviously all the money came in and new players were bought. And that's life, I guess. So I wouldn't be here if that didn't happen.
And aside from Eastleigh, of course, are you a Man City fan? Would you follow how they get on?
I'm a Man United fan, actually. Yeah, but to be fair, there was always a good bit of banter between the team because there was a lot of Manchester lads who supported United and Man City. You know, so there was always that, you know, good laugh. And when they beat us 6-1, obviously that was quite a fun day in the dressing room. But no, I'm a Man United boy.
And so Cardiff City was your first pro contract. How come that didn't quite work out for the long term?
Again, that's a bit disappointing as well, in my opinion. Again, loved the club, and they, you know, did well by me, and loved the people there. Getting promotion into the Premiership, I don't think did my personal career much. The money came in, more players came in, the squad got bigger, and chances became less. You know, and that's football. That's just the way of it. And I also had a metatarsal injury, so there was just little things that didn't really go my way, and. You know, I felt a bit sorry for myself, but you just got to pick yourself up and go again, really.
But on the plus side, like I say, you're a very popular member of the Oxford City side. A lot of people saying great things about you. What are you hoping to bring to Eastleigh?
Well, promotion, hopefully. I'm hoping to help the team get promotion. You know, that's the first thing I spoke with the gaffer about. You know, like I said, I'm very ambitious. The gaffer and the chairman and the whole team is very ambitious and we want promotion. So that's the be-all and end-all. But like I said, the squad have been great so far, helping me settle in. I got a song to sing over the weekend for my first away game. So I'll let you know how they react after that.
What's your song going to be? Have you decided?
Well, yeah, I have. I'm not a great singer, I won't lie. So I've gone for the hardest song I can think of, just to have a bit of a laugh. So Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, that's a good shout. That's a good choice.
Yeah, but it's very slow at the start. So, yeah, there could be some bread rolls thrown.
Well, you can have some fun with that at the least. And also, even though you are primarily a defender, you have notched up some goals to your name this season, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Oxford City pushed me into midfield. More times than one this season, and I got comfortable there, you know, playing, and I think you just get familiar with the role, and I became, you know, more comfortable, and yeah, 7 goals I scored, so hopefully I can carry on, even though the chairman did make a joke about I wouldn't score many.
And I know that we have met very, very briefly before because you came in and did some sort of shadowing work experience at the BBC in Southampton. I hope they treated you well there when you came in.
It was awful. It was awful. No, it was really good. Really good. And hopefully maybe that might happen again. I got 6 months till I graduate from my sports writing and broadcasting degree. So, you know, that's going really well. And, yeah, hopefully 6 months I'll have a degree degree by my name as well.
And you've got a blog, haven't you? What's that about, and how can people find it if they want to read it?
The blog's called aviewfromthepitch.com, and it came about, again, through my degree. Just wanted to write about football, obviously share my opinions. And it took a little bit of time to get going, but now I really love it. You know, I love just going on and making a few blogs here and there. And that's been something that's, you know, become a bit of a hobby, actually, just writing about football on the side.